And we'll begin this Tuesday morning with the news in detail from Elise Sheehy.
Three adults have died and a woman and four children have been hurt in a road crash in County Tyrone. The drivers of the two cars involved, a woman in her 80s and a man in his 20s, were killed in the collision, which happened on the main road between Cookstown and Dungannon yesterday afternoon. A woman in her 50s, who was a passenger in one of the vehicles, also died. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
Two women, one in her 80s and the other in her 50s, and a man in his 20s, died in a collision around 3 kilometres outside Cookstown yesterday. The Northern Ireland Ambulance Service said it deployed two rapid response teams and several emergency crews after receiving a 999 call at 3:29 in the afternoon. It's understood that two vehicles were involved in a head-on collision on the main Cookstown to Dungannon Road. After assessment and initial treatment at the scene, four children and a woman in her 20s were taken to hospital in Belfast. Sinn Féin's leader in Northern Ireland, Michelle O'Neill, who represents the Mid-Ulster area, last night extended her heartfelt sympathies to the families of those killed and injured. DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson said his thoughts and prayers were with all those involved and the emergency services who attended the scene and hospital staff treating the injured. A large section of the Dungannon Road has been closed and the PSNI said it's likely to remain closed for some time. Police have appealed to anyone who was in the area at the time and witnessed the collision or has dashcam footage or any other relevant information to contact them. Vincent Kearney, RT News.
The head of the Gartha Drugs and Organised Crime Unit has said he is confident that senior members of the Kinahan Organised Crime Group will be brought to justice. Assistant Commissioner Justin Kelly also said while there have been some issues with Gartha corruption this year, he is satisfied that criminal investigations have not been compromised. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
68 members of the Kinahan Organised Crime Group have been convicted and jailed here, but the head of the Garda's Serious and Organised Crime Unit says he's confident that more senior Kinahan gangsters will be brought before the courts, even if it's in another country. Christy, Daniel and Christopher Jr., for whom the US government has offered a $5 million reward each, are still being targeted. Assistant Commissioner Justin Kelly says a number of investigation files on senior Kinahan figures have been submitted to the Director of Public Prosecutions and others are on the way. He also says the recent upsurge in gangland shootings and murders is due to an increase in activity by unstructured localised crime gangs in areas like North and West Dublin. Garda criminality became an issue this year with the prosecution of a number of retired and serving Gardaí, including Paul Moody, who tortured and terrorised a woman with cancer. The Assistant Commissioner says Gardaí will relentlessly pursue these people and appeal to victims of domestic violence to contact them. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, Dublin.
The US President Joe Biden has approved an emergency declaration allowing federal support for New York State in the wake of the deadly winter storms across North America. 56 people in the US and Canada are known to have died, at least 28 of them in western New York State. The city of Buffalo has borne the brunt of the Arctic conditions. The executive of Erie County, where Buffalo is located, Mark Pollenkartz, said many of the victims had died from heart problems while shoveling or blowing snow. Some were found dead in their vehicles. Meteorologists have warned that more than 20 centimetres of snow is expected in parts of New York State again today. The European Union has called for maximum restraint in Kosovo as tensions between the government and Serbia intensify. NATO forces in Kosovo reported hearing gunfire on Christmas Day. Yesterday, the commander of Serbia's armed forces said troops were at their highest level of combat readiness. Ethnic Serbs in northern Kosovo has set up roadblocks to demand the release of a former Serbian police officer. The EU has called on all sides to contribute to a political solution. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Wet and quite windy this morning with the strongest winds in the south and the southeast. Drier weather with some showers in the west this morning, extending to most areas by early afternoon. Rain will clear the south and east later this afternoon. Highest temperatures of 7 to 11 degrees. There's a warning that south to southwest winds will reach gale force 8 at times today, from Wicklow Head to Cairnsor Point to Dungarvan and on the Irish Sea south of Anglesey.